another that was literally handed to Lincoln Griffin on the doorstep by Colin White. Two that you could easily say should not have happened under any circumstance. And the Eagles have got to be sick heading back into the locker room knowing that they really gave that game away.
Right. Northeastern really capitalizing on the turnovers. And that is what Boston College has struggled with all season long. Just sloppy plays behind their own net, sloppy passes. And when you have the hottest team in the nation going up against you, you cannot play like that. You have to play simple hockey. Pass the puck to the open man and prevent any turnovers like that. And Northeastern continues to roll along 19-1-2 in their past 22 games. Just unbelievable. After the start that they had this season, just really going to the bottom of the division right away and really turning things around. It speaks a lot to Coach Jim Madigan.
It certainly does. It's his fifth season at the helm. This is now the farthest they've advanced in this tournament. And you've got to be happy for them. This is a program that is in a tough spot, I think, every year because they're going up against BU and BC. They're kind of the third little brother in this city, but they don't play like it. They usually have a strong team, at least under Madigan. You know, they're criticized in this city for not winning a Beanpot since 1988, but tomorrow they can do something that they'll consider even more important, winning Hockey East despite being a number six seed and continuing their season.
Absolutely. I mean, you can't say enough about how well they have pieced together a run here since January, since the calendar year. Like you said, losing one game over the span. On the other side, this Eagles team came in the heavy favorite to win the tournament. They took an extra game against Vermont because they couldn't get it done. They came out and played sloppy today. It's an unfortunate showing yet again for the Eagles, who have really struggled in the Hockey East tournament in the past couple of years.
Now, looking forward, Boston College luckily has that guaranteed spot in the NCAA tournament due to the hard work that they put in this season. Going forward, they really have to watch the film on this game and break down what they did wrong and learn from their mistakes. I truly believe that a loss is not always a bad thing. You can really learn a lot from what you did wrong, and you have to win when it counts. Let's say for Boston College, this is a practice game. Of course, you don't like to see going out in the semifinals, but you have to learn from this and take all of those skills and give it your 110% best effort come NCAA tournament time.
Yeah, you're definitely right. To me, BC has been such an enigma in the second half. They were red hot in the 2015 portion of this season, and then right around actually the middle of December after they played Northeastern, once they got into a little deeper into conference play and that tournament in Florida where I know they were down some key players, they've just been so hot and cold, up and down, that I really don't know what to expect in the NCAA tournament. I could see BC putting it all together and Demko getting hot as he did in November and them taking home the title for the fifth time under Coach York, or I could see them going out in the first round. I really don't know how to handicap this team's chances.
No, absolutely. I agree with you. It's a tough field once you get to the NCAA tournament, and you were so hot at the beginning, very cold for a short time in the middle, and then extremely hot. And really, I feel like it was tough seeing them go down that last game of the season to UMass Lowell. Obviously, they had nothing to play for, and UMass Lowell, like today, had everything to play for. But unfortunately, you lose that game, you don't go in with momentum. Then you lose a game to Vermont, you don't go into the semifinals with momentum. And now it's tough to see them exit so early, and they're going to have to generate some perhaps manufactured momentum heading into the NCAA tournament, where they're absolutely going to draw a tough seed against. I mean, they can fall as far as six in the pairwise, so they're going to be a two seed, it looks like. But, you know, now you got a three seed. You're getting a top 10 team in the country that you got to go up against.
Indeed. Well, that does it here for us tonight from TD Garden. Once again, the Northeastern Huskies victorious over the Boston College Eagles by a margin of 5-4. Before we head off, just make sure to continue with our coverage of this Boston College Eagles hockey team come NCAA tournament time. And also with the rise of Boston College baseball, you can keep track. Follow us on Twitter at WZBC Sports. And also check out our website. We have a lot of great articles and blog posts going up. WZBCSports.com. We thank you for all the support that you've given us. It's been a pleasure covering all the Boston College Eagles teams this season.
Yeah, and we especially thank you for sticking with us here. It's 1:03 in the morning in a now desolate TD Garden. It was a crazy but great night of hockey here at this arena, and we certainly thank those of you who listen to this broadcast on WZBC Newton 90.3 FM.
And another special thank you to both Connor Hawley and Casey Haig for staying in the studio. Casey, especially now out here till 1:03 a.m. on his Friday nights, we thank you for allowing us to put this broadcast on for you.
So we appreciate you following along with us tonight. tonight. Tough loss by the Boston College Eagles, but there is more to play in this season. So for my partners Anthony Iotti and Quinn Kelly, I am Scott Guymon. So long from TD Garden.
Thanks, Scott, Anthony, and Quinn. Great broadcast tonight. However, BC unfortunately falls 5-4 to their crosstown rivals, the Northeastern Huskies. Northeastern will move on to the Hockey East Championship game tomorrow night at 7 o'clock against UMass Lowell. Well, that's not the end of the season for Boston College. They will certainly be hoping to play as either a 1 or more likely a 2 seed now in the NCAA tournament. They will find that out on Sunday. The way this game ended up going in the third period we entered, it was 4-3 Northeastern with the lead. 9:44 into the third, Northeastern's Lincoln Griffin scored unassisted, putting them up 5-3. Alex Tuck came back quickly with 10:50 into the third period, and he was able to get a backhander off a rebound. Sanford and Santini are credited with the assists on that one. But really, the player of the night would probably have to go to Ryan Ruck, the freshman tendy from Northeastern, who, making 21 saves, allowing 4 goals, really played incredibly well. And so did Thatcher Demko. You can't take anything away from the BC goalie. 27 saves, he did allow 5 goals, but Northeastern played extremely well, battled hard against BC, and they came out on top, deservedly so. Northeastern wins it, and that is going to be it for BC's Hockey East possibility of winning a championship. It will go now at least 5 years that they have not won a tournament championship. And Northeastern looking for their first one since 1988 tomorrow against UMass Lowell. UMass Lowell, of course, won 2 years ago, and they will try to get back into it after a 3-overtime win over Providence College earlier tonight. Well, be sure to follow us on Twitter, as Scott mentioned, at WZBC Sports. We're also on Instagram. You can check out our website, WZBCSports.com. There will certainly be some information on this game following tomorrow. And this has been a production of WZBC Sports. Baseball season is coming up quite soon. At the end of the month will be some of the first home games from Commander Shea Field at Eddie Pellegrini Diamond here at Boston College. And look for BC to be in the tournament if they play in DCU Center in Worcester or even Albany. Look to see if WZBC Sports will be covering those games, as that is in all likelihood if they are within reach. Well, other than that, it's been great. Thank you, everyone who has tuned in. It is 1:06 a.m. You are listening to WZBC Newton 90.3 FM. We will be signing off in a few moments, but this has been a production of WZBC Sports. This has been Casey bringing you live coverage of BC hockey against Northeastern. Northeastern wins it 5-4, and we say goodnight from our McElroy studios, and have a great night, and go Eagles.
Sunshiny on my grease, like a child could swim in my skin. Waterfalls, matted hair, buzz a mouse drum under there. You can drown me in a storm, let the waves wash me away. Pour your spell on the sea. Got like this and pump a lot. What a chest is in the stock. But I'm stuck.
this time, WZBC is going off the air. WZBC Newton is the Class A radio station, licensed to the trustees of Boston College. WZBC's transmitter and studio facilities are located on the Chestnut Hill campus of Boston College. WZBC transmits on a frequency of 90.3 megahertz and 1,000 watts stereo. Join us again tomorrow for another happy day of ZBC.